Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, Brandon Wallington Show. What's going on, everybody? I'm your host, Brandon Wallington. It is Wednesday, January 7th, 2015. Happy New Year to everybody that is underneath the sound of my voice. Listen, happy New Year to everybody. God bless. Hopefully, it's been a beautiful one and a blessed one for you guys so far. 7 days in, 7 days into the New Year. 358 more opportunities, all right? We're going to talk about 2015 and what it should mean for you, for not only just for this year, but just really for the rest of your life. People get caught up in a lot of different things, and we're going to explain what happens when people get caught up in the whole new year, new me, fiasco, or mindset, which is fine, but we're going to talk a little bit more about the mindset that it should be. I'm going to tell you a couple of things that I'm doing as well, and hopefully you guys will follow suit or take note of it as well. Today's show is brought to you by AndGrandDesigns.com. AndGrandDesigns, where you can go to get your multimedia done, your web designs, your logos done for your small business, your medium-sized business, or your large-sized business. Go get it done at AndGrandDesigns.com. That's AndGrandDesigns.com. And we want to thank the AndGrand family for being a proud sponsor of the Brandon Wallington Show for 2.5, going on 3 years now, actually. Wow, you guys must really love us. I take it. Hey, listen, also, for anybody else that's out there looking to sponsor the show, if you are looking to be a sponsor on the show and get your company known or to get your product talked about, contact the show at wallingtonshow@gmail.com. That's WATLINGTON. Show at gmail.com. WATLINGTON. Show at gmail.com. Also, make sure that we're friends, okay? Make sure that you connect with me and that you know what's going on in my world. I would, you know what I got going on, and you can kind of pry into my own little space as well. Hit me up on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and my website, okay? The Twitter is BJW. That's BEEJAYDOUBLE, the letter U. Instagram is the same thing as well. And my Facebook is going to be Wallington Show. That's WATLINGTON Show. And the website is BrandonWallington.com. Make sure that you guys go to that website, especially to know what's going on, not only with the radio show, but also with our new television show that we have coming up during the first half of the year, and a couple other projects that we're working on. It's like 3 or 4 projects that are coming up right now that I'm really excited about, man, you know. So it's going to be a good look. As well as subscribe to this show right now. Subscribe here to blogtalkradio.com/Brandon Wallington. Click the link, subscribe. That way you'll always be up to date on what's going on with the show, who's going to be on the show, what we're talking about, why we're talking about it, things of that nature, blah, 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 blah. You get it, okay? So anyway, let's go ahead and get into a little bit of we're going to get into a little bit of conversation, but before we get into that, I want to get into one of my favorite songs. I'm still on the song for about a month and a half now, and I still ride to this song. It's a good song. It's my man B.O.B. with Trey Songz, Not For Long, here on the Brandon Wallington Show.
Maybe not tomorrow, huh? Maybe at the club, maybe at the bar. I wanna show you off like a trophy car. Cause anything's better than nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing on you. I just wanna show you a table to shoot. All you did was go on a date with a dude. You know him, he ain't tailored for you. You just on a cause he sold a brick. Has he ever wrote a hit on some poetry? That's who you chillin' on the sofa with. I ain't trippin', in a minute it'll be over with. Aight.
You won't be mine.
With B.O.B. and Trey Songz with Not For Long here on the Brandon Wallington Show. We think you have to check out the show today. We are talking about 2015 and what to expect, what to look out for, what to see for the new year. To say that New Year's resolution is to say that they have a New Year's resolution. And not really having something in place. For some people are really just oh, it's expected to need it. They have millions and millions of things of expectations of what they want to do, but they're going about it from a New Year's standpoint. And we're going to talk about a couple of those situations. And the first one that we're going to deal with, the first one, the person who doesn't know what to expect for the new year.
because you may be listening to the show right now, whether you're listening to a live or listening to it from a podcast, all the time, what have you. Understand that you don't have expectations for the new year or for anything coming up. That is a problem. I'm just saying.
Like, that is a problem.
Spending something, spending good things, great things.
Something happening in your life that is going to be remarkable, something that's going to be amazing, something that's going to be great for you.
If you have nothing to expect, then you have nothing to live for. And that's all a lie, because you do. We weren't put here on this earth for no reason. We weren't put on this earth just to do nothing, okay? There is a divine purpose and a reason for our lives, and it is our obligation, our job, and our duty to find it out for ourselves and make it happen, okay? So people say, what to expect for the new year? I always tell them this. 365 new opportunities. 365 new opportunities. And if you listen to the show live today, you got 358 new opportunities, because the seven opportunities have already come and gone, or you're in the seventh one right now. So you still have a lot more opportunities to make things happen, all right? Every day is an opportunity to seize the moment and to go after what you want, after what you feel your heart is being tugged at to do, or to figure it out. The opportunity to figure it out for yourself. So that's an important piece right there as well. The next person that we're going to speak to is a person who really is saying to themselves, you know, I have all these things I want to do, but it's like, you know, I'm just going to do it for this time being, and that's really going to be it, you know. Or the person who says they have 8,000 things that they want to do for the new year, but they're just thinking about the new year. And I have no problem with calling it New Year's resolution, or, you know, it's a new year, it's a new me. You just have to understand. Don't make it a New Year's resolution. Make it a lifestyle resolution. I know someone actually right now going through a change right now that said, I'm going to give this up. I'm going to give that up for the New Year's. I'm like, okay, great. Well, you know what? Maybe that's something that you should, you know, okay, so that's going to be the lifestyle change. Oh, no, I'm just doing it for the New Year's. I'm doing it for a couple of minutes. I'm going right back to it. Well, then there's really no point in you really doing it in the first place anyway if you're not going to stay away from it. Abstain from doing it. And what the person was talking about wasn't anything bad, but it was something that they felt was, you know, that they could do without. But to feel that you can do without it and you are making a conscious effort to stop it, why are you going back to it? Just ask, you know, maybe I have it backwards. You know, this should be a lifestyle change, not just for the new year, but for your life, because whatever changes you're making, it has to have an end result of coming out good for you. You start off as a piece of coal, but you have to have the pressure, you have to change in order to turn into a diamond. In order to change from a coal to a diamond, you have to do exactly that. Change. You can't become that diamond if there are no changes. If there is no pressure, there is nothing that shifts within the atmosphere that you create or that is created around you. Okay? One way that you can do that is by changing your atmosphere. There was a recent report about the addiction environment and how it changes for people. There was a study that was done on Vietnam veterans, and a great portion of the Vietnam veterans that are the soldiers that were there had agreed to addiction, which is obviously a very, very, very highly addictive drug, and it is so addictive that reports were saying at the time that even if you get clean, that you will relapse eventually at one point, sooner than later. The researchers and the people that were doing the research and the information studies on this went to actually see that the findings out for themselves and actually went to the people in Vietnam. They brought the veterans home, they brought the soldiers home, and then they got clean. They tested these soldiers, these veterans, years later to find that they were not addicted to heroin anymore. Why? Because the environment changed. They had become so used to their environment. Things are done out of habit, okay? Things are done out of habit, out of the habitual routine, in the environment that you do it in, because it becomes comfortable. And these men, these soldiers,
had started their heroin habit in Vietnam and had become comfortable with it because they were comfortable with their surroundings. But when they got back home, it was in a new setting, so the habits did not follow them. So if you know that there's something that you want to do for a lifestyle change, not just for a New Year's change, but for a lifestyle change, it's really going to take you learning how to change your environment. In some cases, you can't change it on your own. You're going to have to change the environment in order for you to change it on your own, or with others as well. Whether or not that's an actual environment, an actual place that you go physically, the friends that you have, the associates that you have, the job that you have, what have you, the music you listen to, what you watch, what you read, what you put in your spirit, those are all things that play major roles in really changing what it is that you want to do with yourself. So it shouldn't be a New Year's resolution. It should be a lifestyle resolution. A lifestyle resolution that resonates not only with you, but with your inner champion. It takes, not only does it take you just being vulnerable, it takes you being committed. I spoke about this earlier on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, by the way, make sure to follow me at BJW. That's BJWDOUBLE, the letter U, okay? There's a difference between being committed, between being involved, and being committed. Yeah, I pose this question. Have you ever had an egg and ham sandwich? The chicken was involved. But the pig was committed. The chicken was involved in the process, but the pig was committed to the process. He had to give it all up, okay? You have to die to self in order for you to give birth to your new self. So what are you involved in that you should be committed to? When you're dating, you're involved. When you're married, you're committed. When you're reading up on something that you want to do, you're involved in the process. But when you take action, actually make it happen, you are committed to the process. There's a level of commitment that has to happen. So what are you involved in that you know that you should be committed to? There's no reason for you to be just involved, but to be 100%, 1,000%, 1,000,000% committed to. I tell you right now, for me personally, I'm telling you a personal story right now. My commitment is this. 3 o'clock every morning now. I wake up 3 o'clock every morning. I pray. After I pray, I work out. I take my shower. I get dressed. Cook my breakfast. Watch a little bit of TV. Read the news. Get updates on what's going on social networks and the news and whatnot. Start recording for my other show. Start planning, emailing, sending out certain things between my team and I to get prepared for what we have come up for this upcoming year. Then I head to the office. I fight traffic. I do all this because I want to make sure I'm maximizing as much time as I can. That way I'm able to make what my vision is to come to fruition, to come to pass. Because I understand if I just go with the status quo, just doing the regular can only get me but so far, just by just moving by, okay? But in order for me to really get the results that I want to have, I have to have an incredibly insane type of structure, an insane type of schedule to make it all happen. The same thing happens. Once I leave the office, I come back to the house, spend quality time with the family. And then I'm back at it again, working, recording, video, you know, recording audio, recording video, doing content, creating content for shows, working on other things. Yeah, I'm in bed at 9 o'clock because I got to get up at 3. So as long as I get 6 hours of sleep, I should be able to function. So that's what my commitment is. My commitment to my passion, to my desire, to my love, to help people, to inspire people, to reach people, to entertain people, to really put out something that's positive, to give somebody, to give people an alternative to what they're hearing out there on radio land, or what they see on a TV screen, or what they see from a speaker when they have an event from a public speaker. Those are all areas that I'm changing. Those are all areas I'm working on. Those are all areas I'm working on to make happen. for myself and for you. Because it's not just about my selfishness. It's about what I'm bringing to the table. That's really what you need to ask yourself for 2015. And for the rest of your life, really. What am I bringing to the table? What contribution am I bringing to the world? We all have been built to bring a contribution. You should feel incomplete until you have figured out something of a contribution to this world that we live in. Because that's what it's all about. We're here to help people in some way, form, or fashion. Small, little, big, tall, what have you. Short, whatever. All about contribution. So that's what's going on for 2015 that I want you guys to take into account, take into consideration. And really make happen in your own lives personally, as well as in the lives of others. Make sure that you're helping others to achieve their goals as well. And I guarantee you that you'll see your goals and achievements come to pass as well. All right? We're going to get to our next song right now. But make sure to hit us up, WatlingtonShow@gmail.com, WatlingtonShow@gmail.com. This is the Brandon Watlington Show on blogtalkradio.com/Brandon Watlington. Let's do it.
Shut it sideways, smack it in the air. Let's move it side to side, smack it in the air. Let's move it side to side, smack it in the air. Show the sideways, smack it in the air. Smack it.
if you guys didn't already buy it the last time, it came out last year. It's the same Doggone album, just with new songs. A couple, I think, like one or two new songs. I don't know. I don't have it, so I couldn't really tell you. Let me ask you this. It's funny, when I get these questions, when I ask these questions, I get a lot of DMs. People don't... You guys can hit me up on, like, Twitter and Instagram and reply on the actual comments, like, for everybody to see. But it's okay. I get the DMs sometimes, though. But my question is this. Is it okay to rent the new Pink Print album from Nicki Minaj? I've seen a lot of dudes talking about this album. Like, it's, like, the truth. I'm like, really? 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 Okay. So, I don't know. If it's really that dope, is it worth actually...
chances of catching an L on the man code and buying Nicki Minaj? Somebody tell me, okay? Hit me up on Twitter at BJW, that's BJYDOUBS, the letter U, on Twitter as well, and the same handle on Instagram as well. And hands up all my life. As well as my information, if you want to contact me for events, or if you want to contact me as a host, speak, or what have you, or a guest DJ, what have you, or for your, you know, for your show, for your event, whatever it is, definitely give me a call. Give me a shout out on there, and contact me. Let me know. Definitely available for a lot of different venues, areas, traveling. So that's not an issue. You can come to me, or I can come to you. However it works, okay. As long as we get everything on the hot. Being a part of this experience, make sure that you guys connect with us at blogtalkradio.com/BrandonWatling. That's BrandonWatling. blogtalkradio.com/BrandonWatling. This next check out some of the archives that we have also. We have tons of different archive shows that we've done over the years. And we have, when I say we have, some really hot guests that are going to be coming on, some major guests that are going to be coming on to the Brandon Wildington show, some celebrities that you're going to say, how in the world did they even get that? But trust me, I got it. So, you're going to see. It's coming on here, but definitely on the show as well. You're going to see on the radio show as well as on... the TV show that we have coming up, and that's going to be launching. We have our fingers crossed that the television show is going to be launching. And if we can move into more standing better, but I have my eyes set on May for that. Make sure you come up with the page, because we literally used to page being up originally, but when we recreated it, it was a little bit more effective. With murder that we were looking to accomplish. I am together now, so we'll be putting that up fairly soon. But once again, guys, I want to thank you for tuning in. Make sure to check out every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. blogtalkradio.com/BrandonWatling. Remember to call in for me. This was my call in today, but our next one that we're going to have is definitely going to be a call in. 646-200-4249. Again, it's going to be 646-200-4249. Once again, God bless. Take care. Peace.